Week 5 coaches shows here on KNZA, here with the Jonathan West head coach, Shelton. I'm Crendon Prophet here with the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's been a couple of games since last time we spoke to head coach Shelton. The Frankfort Wildcats on Tuesday last week, Valley Heights, a win of 62-27, but a huge win over the Frankfort Wildcats of 60-47, a first win against the Frankfort Wildcats in three seasons. Last time you beat the Frankfort Wildcats, that was actually your year before becoming the head coach of this team. So real quick, Coach, tell me about these last two games for you, and tell me how awesome that was to be able to get a win over the Frankfort Wildcats.
Yeah, these last two games have been pretty good. You know, going on the road Friday night, we talked all week about how playing in this league on the road is, no matter the record of anybody, it's tough, and we didn't come out and play like I wanted to. We just kind of looked like we're going through the motion a little bit, but then we regrouped at halftime, and then we had a 25-2 third quarter that kind of gave us a comfortable lead there, so it was good to get out. Anytime in the league you can get a road win, it's always a good thing. So, and then obviously last night at home, we kind of knew it was a big game going in for league and for sub-state, and just kind of see where we're actually at with Frankfort. They're always tough and haven't been able to get over the hump with them the last few years, you know. And, you know, the way our kids came out last night is what I was most proud of, is the way we just came out and, you know, just didn't take our foot off the gas too much until kind of the end, you know, but we'll learn from it.
And upcoming, looking ahead here, it's the Twin Valley League Tournament. You actually have a bye, the first time having a bye in 8 years. Last time you had one, you won the Twin Valley League Tournament. What are some expectations heading into this Twin Valley League Tournament? You've had a lot of fuel under the fire this season. You went into the winter break with the first winning season, or first winning record going to winter break in 8 years. Just a lot of things, you know, churning this engine this season. What are some expectations here for this Twin Valley Tournament for you and your team?
Oh, for us, it's just going in and getting better each day. You know, we set a lot of goals beginning of the year for some things. And honestly, league tournament's not really, you know, one of them. You want to get, you know, you want a good showing, and, you know, every game will be tough. But, you know, in the end, we're just trying to get our team better and get ready to go. Come sub-state, put yourself in position to be able to host some home games for sub-state, you know, and make a run to, you know, maybe be able to get to a state tournament.
Yeah, and real quick, I do want to kind of rewind it back, talk about that matchup there on Tuesday against the Frankfort Wildcats. I was there in that game. Not in the game, but I was there broadcasting the game. It was really fun there for your team. You had 10 threes on the game. You had four players with two threes. You had two players who had three threes. So, again, you kind of look from the top to the bottom of your lineup, everyone pretty much scored. You had some really great performances. Dustin Veach had over double digits. He had another double digits game. Also from Coulter Peterson, went 10 for 10 in that second half. Looking for offensive consistency, lots of depth on your team. Going forward, you know, last night's game, it really kind of clicked on all cylinders. How do you continue to find that quality throughout this season at that level of play?
That's something we've talked about all year is, you know, with you know, the eight kids we're playing right now, that I, you know, we feel like any night it could be anybody's night. You know, we're not relying on one or two kids to do all of our scoring. You know, we've had a ton of different kids leading us in scoring this year. You know, Michael Albers had 16 on Friday night at Valley Heights. And, I mean, Dustin, Coulter, catcher, Braylon, you know, and then Kaysen shot the ball well, which we knew he's capable of, and he just hasn't quite shot it as well this year as what he does in practice. But last night he finally looked like the kid we've kind of seen in practice. And, you know, being a young team with two freshmen and two sophomores playing a ton of minutes, it's, you know, we're kind of coming in their own, and, you know, we just got to continue to keep getting better, and hopefully we can build off of what we did last night. Not so much the hitting the threes and everything like that as the defensive end, you know, a 19-5 first quarter, and then we held them to 1 point in the third quarter. So that's what I was most proud about, especially last night, the defensive side.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for jumping in here and joining us for Week 5 of Coach's Shows. As I Coach Sheldon of the Jonathan West boys team, this locker room chat's been brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Upcoming for the Jonathan West Mustangs, it's the Twin Valley League Tournament.